Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pelham. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation opened its doors to the media for a special event Wednesday, providing updates relating to the company's recovery after a tornado ripped through campus on July 19th.
Pastor Kevin Corver was here immediately. I appreciate him being here. So we certainly are going to rebuild, and we're going to come back stronger than ever.
That was Vermeer CEO Jason Andringa approximately 4 hours after an EF3 storm caused significant damage.
When we realized that we had all of our people were accounted for, at that point, from my perspective and from the perspective of Vermeer, we knew that we had everything that we needed to rebuild. We've got our people. And as long as we've got our people, we have everything that we need to rebuild.
And that is Andringa today, with a more optimistic tone after the company was able to recover 100% of their pre-tornado workforce in a month and production in less than 45 days after the devastation. He is thankful to the response of the local community.
The outpouring of support and prayers and thoughts and tangible opportunities to assist us was phenomenal after the tornado. So we greatly appreciate that, and the fact that the well was capable of and willing to and quickly executed on the opportunity to help our team members was phenomenal, and it's really been a blessing to us that we've been able to work with them like we have been.
Jason Henry with the well says they took the lead on immediate support for employees and families impacted by the storm.
On Friday, everybody's just trying to get their bearings after things have happened. But on Friday, we started working with Iowa Workforce Development because we knew employees were going to be affected. They were there Friday afternoon, and by Monday, we were actually receiving folks from Vermeer through Iowa Workforce Development to help. By the time we reached Friday of that following week, the food shelf was open, providing food for those affected. We were accepting people in to provide support for them. And that really triggered this 1,000 people coming through, really started at that point in time. But the ability to turn things pretty fast, that's really what I appreciate about our team here. It's just the flexibility, their willingness to step forward and serve, the community's willingness to step forward and serve. It was a beautiful thing to watch all of those pieces come together.
As part of the Vermeer media event Wednesday, Andringa announced plants 5 and 6 will be demolished with an eye towards innovation in the future.
For several weeks, we explored the idea that maybe plant 6 could be repairable, but we've determined that based on the structural damage to the walls and the roof, that plant 6 is not repairable. So we're going to be demolishing both of those plants. And really, there's a lot of advantages to the ability to do that, because that really gives us a blank slate between plants 4 and 7. And as I've been walking around the Vermeer Mile over the last few weeks, people are telling me their thoughts on how we should rebuild between plants 4 and 7. And people say, you know, Jason, I'll bet there is an opinion for every person on how we should rebuild. I'm like, no, there are multiple opinions from everyone on how we should rebuild. And it's great because we want to hear those opinions, and we are going to provide opportunities for our team members to provide, to input their feedback and thoughts.
During a tour of the site between the two plants, Vermeer's Senior Director of Environmental Health, Steve Flan, discussed how the company responded when the warning was issued, all the way to getting people back on the Vermeer Mile the following week. He's thankful for the response of local emergency personnel.
We've been reaching out to them. We've had them on site even before the tornado, right? Just, you know, you want to have that good relationship with those folks in an event just like this happens, right? So really, you know, we had our incident command started almost immediately, but then once the fire department comes on site, they relieve us of our command, and they take over for that responsibility. So the fire department had that actually for at least, I believe, was it Sunday or I think it was Sunday or Monday, they actually released it back to us. So I can't say enough about the partnership and just the excellence of our first responders, ambulance, medical professionals, Pella Regional. I tell you what, all those folks came together. And fortunately, we did not need to use a lot of those services. But, it was just nice to know that they came together and was looking out for us.
The other significant announcement made was in regards to a new facility north of the Mile, but still on campus, for something called Shop 48 to honor the legacy of Gary Vermeer and how he started the company.
Mythically and legendarily, my grandfather did lots of things in his shop on the farm, and we like that culture that, you know, our engineers are building in the shop. They're coming up with the next innovations, they're coming up with the next level of technology, and the 48 is the founding year of Vermeer, 1948. So I really think the name Shop 48 harkens back to the heritage of the company and what we continue to want to be, where we're hands-on innovators, building things, coming up with new technologies for the market. So not only are we recovering, but we are already making decisions for how we're going to come back better and stronger than ever before as a result of this tornado.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.